Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are talking about bikes. I love bikes. I ride a bike pretty much every day. It's a cargo bike that I can carry kids on, which is awesome. And I was a bike commuter to work for years and years. So I think bikes are awesome. I love when the world of bikes and the world of good news overlap in a beautiful little Venn diagram. World Bicycle Relief is a charitable organization working to provide mobility to people in rural communities around the globe with donated bikes, opportunities to sell bikes and become bike mechanics, a whole range of opportunities. If you live in a rural community far away from, for instance, medical care, having a bike can make a huge difference. Things like commerce, buying and selling things is easier too. And maybe you just want to go see friends and family. No matter why you need to get around, a bike can be a huge help. But it's got to be a reliable bike as well. A few months ago, I saw a YouTube video about a new bike from this organization designed by the World Bicycle Relief Organization. It's called the Buffalo S2. It's the second generation of a bike designed for people in rural, low-income regions who need a super reliable bike. This bike is so cool. A trademark part of most bikes is a chain. The Buffalo S2 has two of them. Double the bang for your buck. Not really. It doesn't double your speed. But what it does do is provide two gears, one for sort of cruising at higher speeds, one for maybe climbing up a hill, or if you need to carry a bunch of heavy crates on the back of your bike. The two chains mean that with a simple mechanism, the bike can shift gears without a derailleur or a gearbox or anything. And if one chain breaks, that doesn't mean the bike is totally unusable. You've still got the other gear and the other chain. It's a really smart, unusual design, fine-tuned for the target audience. And I applaud this organization for learning about the needs of the people they are supplying, going back to the drawing board and designing something really reliable, less expensive, and super useful. If you'd like to learn more about it, you can watch the same video I did on YouTube. It's from Berm Peak, a bike YouTube channel, if you're into that sort of thing. The video is called Why This Bicycle Absolutely Needs Two Chains. And you can learn about World Bicycle Relief by going to worldbicyclerelief.org. It's a cool organization doing cool things that are good for the people they're looking to help. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.